This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Just days to spare, the U.S. Senate gives final approval to a debt ceiling deal, sending it to President Joe Biden. The AP's Ben Thomas reports.
On this vote, the yeas are 63, the nays are 36. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
And with that, the debt ceiling budget package negotiated between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy goes to the president for his signature. While the final bill leaves neither Republicans nor Democrats fully pleased, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says,
"We knew we'd need to come together for a solution like the one that passed tonight. And so I'm happy to stand here passing this critical legislation to support our families, preserve vital programs, and most importantly, avoid catastrophic default."
In a statement, Biden calls the bipartisan agreement a big win for our economy and the American people. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Moscow said Thursday it overcame a Ukrainian attempt to penetrate its southwestern border as it pounded Kyiv with missiles, killing three, including a child. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
The Ukrainian capital has faced nearly nightly air raids in May and an unusual daytime attack on Monday that sent residents running for shelter. As Kyiv deployed its air defenses against a fresh volley of Russian missiles, Moscow said it pushed back an attempt by Ukrainian troops to invade its southwestern Belgorod region at about 3 a.m. local time. The Russian Defense Ministry said the attack involved up to 70 militants, 5 tanks, 4 armored vehicles, and 8 trucks. It said it used air force and artillery to repel the attacks, killing more than 50 Ukrainian fighters. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Canada has deployed the military to its eastern province of Nova Scotia to help fight the wildfires burning through the region, according to officials. Thousands of people in Nova Scotia have been forced to flee their homes because of the fires. Nova Scotia said Thursday that it has 16 active wildfires, with 4 of the fires burning out of control. With warring sides failing to abide by a ceasefire, the White House announced sanctions in Sudan. AP correspondent Mike Hippen has that story.
The White House says it will levy sanctions against people who it says are, quote, perpetrating the violence in Sudan. The U.S. is imposing visa restrictions on officials from the warring Sudanese armed forces and the rapid support forces, along with leaders from the former Omar al-Bashir regime. On May 4th, President Biden issued an executive order that expanded U.S. authority to respond to the violence and help in the conflict. The U.S. is urging Sudan's warring sides to return to ceasefire talks and make a concerted effort to abide by a lasting truce after peace efforts collapsed yet again. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Violence erupted in Senegal's capital, Dakar, on Thursday after a court sent its firebrand opposition leader, Ousmane Sonko, to 2 years in jail for corrupting youth, a move that dims his hopes of contesting next year's presidential election. Sonko, President Macky Sall's fiercest opponent, was absent when the judgment was handed down. He also did not attend the trial. The 2023 Atlantic hurricane season is now underway. We get more on that story from the AP's Rita Foley.
Forecasters are predicting a near-normal hurricane season, but the National Hurricane Center's director, Mike Brennan, in Miami, says there's really nothing normal when it comes to hurricanes. He says normal might sound good compared to some of the hurricane seasons in the past few years, but he says there's nothing good about a near-normal hurricane season in terms of activity. They're expecting maybe 17 named storms. 1 to 4 could grow into major hurricanes, he says. I'm Rita Foley.
Iran carried out 142 executions in May, marking the highest number of people put to death in 1 month since 2015. More than half of the executions were for drug-related crimes, and the rest were given for Islamic crimes of blasphemy, adultery, and spreading corruption on earth, according to the Oslo-based Iran Human Rights. The executions have prompted calls for more international pressure on Iran to at least decelerate the current pace of capital punishment. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.